Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today, 884-9910. Not only our studio line, but also the text line. Going to be going over a very interesting text about the Paiute tribe and what they're up to in just a moment. You're going to have to think about that one. Also, log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Should all candidates, including nonpartisan offices, be required to fill out a personal, political, and professional profile on the day of filing? Dixie has a very passionate opinion about this, and she feels yes. Thank you, sweetheart. This is what you get when you work from home, when you're sequestered and when you try to comply. Mm-hmm. You know, I just like using my home studio anyway. Yesterday's question, should Elon Musk move his headquarters and car manufacturing here to Nevada? Of those participating, only 37% said yes. Or would you like to see that? So that's a whole lot of no's coming his way. Don't want to see it here. Let's check in with our very special guest this morning. We're going to be talking about, well, the food crisis that's going on right now and what one group of potato farmers is doing. And that is Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Monica.
So we have a lot of food waste going on, yet we have people starving as well. Processing plants shut down, and people are actually having to go out and save potatoes, or they're just going to be destroyed. What's going on?
There's a lot of potatoes out there, and a lot of produce out there, a lot of meat out there, a lot of just food in general that's going to waste, because it was all meant for restaurants. Restaurants that have been closed across the country, shuttered under governor's orders. And so with nowhere to put it, we talked a couple weeks ago, a story I did about how farmers, many produce farmers, were having to just plow it back into the field. I mean, beyond donations, there was just too much of it. And so in Washington today, there's in Washington State, there's a big, massive giveaway of potatoes. The state potato commission giving away 200,000 pounds of potatoes at the Tacoma Dome in an effort for those farmers to give back and to help those struggling amid the coronavirus crisis. They already gave away about over a little over 120,000 pounds of potatoes recently in Southeast Washington. It's part of the commission's plans to give away 1 million pounds of potatoes.
Now, the president has also signed on to purchasing a lot of this produce and having it shipped to the food banks. Is that currently going on?
So that is currently going on, and a useful tool to be able to get this food where it's needed, and also to get some money, much needed money into these farmers' pockets. For their efforts and their hard work, but you know, in many cases, there's just so much of it. One of the numbers that I was reading, just out of Washington alone, and when you think potatoes, you think of Idaho, but in Washington, they're talking about the commission's talking about 1 billion pounds of potatoes, and that's like 500 potatoes per day for everybody to eat throughout the summer.
Man, I'm off of starch right now.
Hey, look, you know, French fries, fried potatoes. I mean, there's mashed potatoes. There's lots of ways to eat these things. They're good. The commission does say that, you know, these potatoes are not the best looking ones, but they're just as tasty. These were all meant to be processed into French fries and things like that. And there's a need. And so there's a hole that's going to be filled. And you know, people who need this food, need these resources, they're going to get them. The state dealing with some tremendous lockdowns and issues and even pushback against what that governor there is doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't take away the fact that people are hungry. And so these potatoes are going to good use.
Yeah, because we see just more and more in the unemployment rolls, and they're heading to the food banks. But that's the thing, yeah. is we're so used to going to restaurants that we forget that, you know, hey, you can slice up these potatoes, you can dice them up, throw some peppers and onions with them, and then guess what? Mm-hmm. Put them in the freezer. you know, save them for later if you've got freezer space. So that is really nice that they're doing that. And we're also working on some other great food stories. So hopefully we'll have you back real soon to see how the country is coming together to help protect those farmers, the ranchers, and the people who need the food and getting it to them. So, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today. And hopefully baked potatoes for lunch.
Sounds good. Thanks, Monica.
Sounds good. Super top baked potato. All right. Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio. And there's all kinds of ways that we can help each other. But you have to understand the truth when it comes to helping each other. Okay? Just received this text. Going to have to look more into it because I just, you know, I don't want to point fingers or anything. But this text just came in. Have you heard about the Paiute tribe shutting down the state highways to Pyramid Lake? That would be SR 445 and 446. This is being done simply because they are being allowed to. They say everyone is supposed to shelter in place, but they are holding large parties on the beaches, riding their jet skis, but none of the rest of the residents can. My children can't come to visit. Now we find out that they're getting $6,000 apiece from this corona crap. Well, thank you for the text. We're going to have to look into that because, yeah, that's not right. But we're seeing a lot of people doing things that aren't right. We've seen the Democrats all along do as I say, not as I do. Our mayor, our governor, do as I say, not as I do. It's up to you. It's up to you to say something, to do something. We're seeing fireworks canceled. Almost every special event out there has been canceled. Every single day we see something else. Received another email. Thank you for pointing out that this is a big fraud. I can't help it. I like to go by the truth. You can figure this out for yourself. You can flip around on the blame stream media and see what they're talking about. But so many other things are going on that you're still not getting a straight story on. Obama is saying that, you know, oh, this is just a travesty. You know, the rule of law is just going by the wayside, and trying to, of course, divert attention from himself. Because people don't remember the stories about when Trump took office and he was doing his world tour things, that he was either being preceded or followed up by either Obama or John Kerry. What was John Kerry doing in Iran? What was Obama doing on all these international speaking events? When other presidents just faded into the background, what was Obama doing? What were people in his administration still doing? They were still pretending that they were running the show, that they were running the country. Brennan, Clapper, Comey, Clinton, when your time in office is done, it's done. Had a great suggestion yesterday. that how about modified term limits is something that we look at. It doesn't have to be term limits or no term limits. Okay? It can be do your service up to this point and then go away for a couple of years. And then if the people want to reelect you, you can come back. The bigger turnover, though, not necessarily the elected representatives. It's the people who are still in Washington, D.C., making all of the decisions. It's not really our elected representatives. There truly is something called the deep state. And it's in every single state. It's in every single city. It's in every single county. There's a group of people who believe they know what's best for everybody. And they will do whatever to get into these positions of power. These community leaders, those are the ones you need to watch out for. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ryan. Ryan wants to talk about HOAs. So we were talking earlier in the show, and it seems as though some homeowners associations having problems with people putting congratulations graduates signs in their yards. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for calling the show.
Welcome. I have to sympathize with you because a family member lives in the HOA, and he parks his motorhome at my house because I don't live in the HOA, and that's a pain in the butt to deal with because they put in so many ticky-tack rules that you have to follow. For example, like when he was remodeling his house, he had to go to the HOA and tell him, this is what I want to do to my house. Here's because they put in so many rules. And I mean, it's not fair because it's supposed to be a property, but the HOA could come in. If you don't follow our rules, then we could take the property away from you because you're when you property, we are the homeowners association. We could come in and take over your property if we want to. And I know that's not right.
Well, that's the thing, Ryan, is HOAs started out as a great thing because you want to live in a nice neighborhood. I don't want to see a bunch of trashed out cars in somebody's house or something like that. So they're a necessary evil?
Necessary evil.
But
yes. They
have, because the homeowners don't pay attention, it's just like anything else, Ryan. Once you get a little bit of power over something,
People
take advantage of it. And when people get onto homeowners association boards and directors, they say, well, you know, this is a good idea. And then the homeowners don't pay attention to what's being changed, what's being put upon them now. It's just not right. People have to start paying attention to the world around them and not just being in their little bubble. Because guess what? Your elected representatives and the people that they listen to just came along and burst that bubble. And then you say, what happened? We'll be back after this on the Monica Jay Show with more of your thoughts and comments on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone, get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your show, whatever you want to talk about. 884-9910. That's also the text line besides the studio line. And boy, did I open up a can of worms with the HOA. So we'll get back to that in just a moment, though. First off, we have a caller, Jason. Hi, Jason. You were sent home from work?
Yes, because I did not want to wear a mask anymore.
Where do you work at?
I work for a large parts distributory store.
Sorry, the phone kind of cut out there. A large parts distributor store?
Yes.
And they require you to wear a mask.
First, it was 2 days ago I went in and they had said it was a recommendation. Well, I recommended that I did not want to wear it because I have a breathing disorder as it is, and putting a mask on makes me difficult breathing. Mm-hmm. And then they showed me, said that it is mandatory. And then this is the same person that's walking around that has no mask on telling me that I have to wear a mask. So I went in. Yeah. So I went, I had my 2 days off. I went in today and there were people not wearing a mask again. And then they started wearing them and they said that I had to wear a mask. And I said, the mask does not prevent you from getting the coronavirus. The coronavirus is smaller than the filters or cloth fabric that you make us wear. It's not going to prevent us from getting it. They go, if you don't want to wear a mask, you can go home. So I went up front, and I wanted to use my Corona time that they provided for us. And they said that they don't know if they're going to do it, because before I was enlightened about this wearing a mask, I had been wearing one, but I chose not to because I got informed on the mask don't prevent anything.
I'm listening to your story, and I am just amazed at what people are having to go through right now. It takes me back to after 9/11. You know, now we have this whole different thing at the airport that we have to go through, all of this screening, and it becomes the norm. We get used to it. Is this going to become the norm, that we all just have to wear masks all the time?
Yeah, they're saying, my girlfriend works at a county building, and they have no clue when they're coming back, if at all. And they're thinking, well, we're not going to come back until there's a vaccine. Is that going to be for everybody? We're going to have to wear a mask until we get the vaccine, which is never going to come?
Yeah, this is the way that it's leading, Jason, is it's the whole monitoring thing. You will either have a chip, or you will have a card, or you will have something that says you have had the COVID vaccine, you're safe to work, and it's all just a bunch of BS. It's all about control. It's not about a virus.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Jason.
Back in history, can you remember another regime that required you to have paperwork for anything?
Yeah.
That's what it's turning to. I think that's what the Third Reich is coming back with, this paperwork. You got to have paperwork for everything.
It's not the Third Reich. It's the communist regime. It goes much further back. I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it. We are already a socialist country with all of the controls and freedoms that we have given up to the government. They just need that one last push to have total control. And that's the next step up. And we're freely giving it.
Yeah, but they already told us we couldn't celebrate Mother's Day. We couldn't do the other holiday. They're taking away our personal rights. What's going to stop them from turning your guns in now because of the coronavirus?
Yeah, well, they've already got states putting that into place.
Yeah, I saw that. Red flag laws.
Yeah, I'm very sad to see this. Jason, I hope you get it worked out at work. There's got to be some sort of organization out there that just starts helping people. You know, I don't want to see you in that unemployment line that is not going down. It's only going up, and nobody's getting any help.
Right. No, and I want to work. I just don't want to work with a mask on. I can't work with a mask. I wear glasses. It fogs up. The mask doesn't stop you from getting the coronavirus.
Yeah. But
it doesn't stop you from spreading the coronavirus.
It's about the big corporations. They own everything right now.
This is one of the big corporations.
So, Jason, thank you so much for the call and letting me know that that's going on. When are you going to say no? When do you say this is enough? When do we have a group of lawyers come forward? We already had the Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's already putting something together against the states, going against our civil liberties. Well, now who's going to help us go against the corporations? Look around you. What are the businesses that didn't shut down due to all this BS? The big corporations. The big restaurants who were already set to do curbside delivery. The big box stores, the Home Depots, the Lowe's, the Walmarts, the Targets. Because, well, the elected representatives know where their butter is bred. They know the businesses that they need to take care of. While your friends, your family, maybe even yourself, are still trying to get unemployment, which, good luck, still trying to get unemployment, these big corporations, the Jeff Bezos of the worlds, they're getting even richer. They're making even more money. We'll be back after this Fox News update here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. Log on to our website. All kinds of great stuff for you there at 991fmtalk.com. We've got our podcasts. We've got my webpage. If you're looking anything for your voting, your registrar, anything like that, how you're registered, there's a link there on my page. And, of course, today's poll question, asking you about candidates and making sure that profiles are out there so you know who they are, including nonpartisan offices. People keep contacting me about the judges, and it's like, I don't know anything about the judges either. People just introduce themselves to me. They don't give me their life stories. Got this email from John this morning. In 1968, when I was a little boy, the Hong Kong flu pandemic swept the planet. Over 1 million were lost worldwide, and over 100,000 in America. No one did anything. No shutdowns, masks, hoarding, panic, economic collapse, no 24/7 constant death reports. The daily grind went on. The flu passed. No vaccine was invented. Hong Kong flu comes along every once in a while. The only thing I remember was someone asked, "Where's Jimmy?" He's out with the Hong Kong flu. It's going around. That's all. Can anyone explain? Yeah, John, it's not about the virus. It's about control. It's about an election. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Mon this morning. Hi, Mon.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, I'm still looking.
Still looking for what?
Okay, well, I thought what I'd do is I'd ask around my neighborhood and all my acquaintances and people I run into it, like at Walmart or any store I go to, is, do you know anybody personally that has had the coronavirus? And they say no. And then I ask them, well, do any of your associates, people you associate with, have you heard any of them know anybody that has coronavirus? No, there's nobody.
Yeah.
So... That meant you might make that into a poll question. So if you've had a coronavirus contact with anybody, can you let me know and see how many people? You know, there's been 30 million people that have been thrown into unemployment. We've got unemployment rates comparable to the unemployment rates in the Great Depression. They've crashed the economy. You begin to get a little suspicious after a while. You know, you listen to the news, and if you listen to the news, you'd think 100 million people may have died in this nation of ours that has 300 million people. So I'm wondering if this whole thing is just really true. Are these numbers that they give us, is there any legitimacy to this?
No, I don't. You are smarter than that. This whole thing is a farce. The numbers are inaccurate. Even the numbers they give you are inaccurate, just for the basic fact that, you know, if you died in a skydiving accident because you forgot your parachute, you still died of coronavirus if you had it. So, Mon, thanks for the call. I know you were just, you're leading me in the direction that so many of us know, but others just won't accept. Eric is on the line at 884-9910. Eric, what do you want to talk about? Stats?
Yeah, I just want to give you some numbers. I looked up our CCP virus, our COVID-19 caseload in Nevada. And when we had 6,152 cases, we also had 612 deaths at the same time. And we also, we had a population of a minimum of 3.08 million people residing in our state. So that's 0.01987% death rate. So that's not even one fifth. That's like one five thousandth percent death rate.
And yeah, but Eric, you realize if you tell that to anybody, you're just heartless. You know, people are dying. One person, but you're heartless.
The flu's killing people too.
And but we don't know those numbers because those aren't being reported. And if they are reported, they're reported as coronavirus deaths.
These are the deaths that I'm getting that are published openly online. And the caseload total for the population is 0.1997. So it's not even one fifth of 1% for the total population.
Yeah.
Just under one fifth of 1%.
They have the hospitals shut down. They have the hospitals shut down. You can't even go and visit your dying loved ones. And there's only a few people in there that even have COVID-19. Doctors are being laid off. Nurses are being laid off. What are these people thinking that aren't standing up for themselves and saying this is a farce? Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Glenn this morning. Glenn wants to mention something on COVID-19. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, how are you doing, Monica?
I'm doing fabulous.
I'm listening to all of these different reports on the Wuhan virus and everything. And what I gather is this is more of instilling fear into the public, so that people gotta stay away from each other. They cannot work and all of this. Mm-hmm. And the mask, like you said earlier, it's ineffective. Here's what will work. And I think we as people should demand this from the government, whether it be city, state, fed, whatever. Bio suits for everybody. They give us bio suits. Now we don't have to worry about how far we are from somebody else. Decontamination chambers for all businesses, all buildings, so that when I go into a business, whether it's a restaurant or a bar or a store or what have you, I'm getting decontaminated. And this is all paid for by the government, not by us. And they're not to raise taxes on us to pay for
this. Glenn, we are the government. We are the one that money is coming from. The government has no money. It's our money.
If the state loses money behind it, too bad.
I say that, you know, we need to pay for all this stuff by selling off Governor Sisolak's private jets that he just purchased for the states. You know, you can go back to the old one that only needs, you know, $200,000 of maintenance every year. It's a whole lot better than spending those millions on those planes. The mismanagement of everything that has gone on. Why do you think these states are clamoring for this $1 trillion? It's to bail them out of the debt that they already have. Why should successful states, why should successful anybody be paying off anything for the unsuccessful? It's called accountability. You are supposed to hold yourselves accountable. Do you honestly believe Reno is going to pay off any debt if they get money? No, they're going to spend it on other programs. They're going to spend it on things that they want to spend it on. It is unbelievable to me how many people are buying into this and not stepping up to the plate and saying no more. People in California are. The beaches are closed. Well, doesn't look like it from the marshes that are down at the beaches today. People suing Governor Newsom in the state to reopen. And finally, a Democrat-held seat turns red. After what, 20 years? If you are voting Democrat, you are literally voting for the destruction of this country. You are voting for communism.
Ah, she's crazy. Get the tin head out.
Seriously? If you can't see what's going on, then you are seriously, you've got your head so far up your that you'll never understand what's going on. It's not about a virus. It's about an election, and it's about control. And if you want to be controlled like this, then please, if you feel that this is the way to go, then leave. There's Cuba, there's Venezuela, there's Russia, there's China. There's all sorts of places that you can move to, that you can live your lifestyle of having somebody control everything you do, everything you say, everything you watch, everything you eat. They tell you what to enjoy. They tell you when to clap for your elected representatives that aren't truly elected. They tell you when to bow down and kiss their feet. And if you want to live that way, then just let us know, because I'm sure I can get a few of my friends to help me pay for your plane tickets. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Kurt this morning. Hi, Kurt. Thanks for calling the show at 884-9910. What's on your mind?
Hey, I don't know if you've talked about it previously, but Inner City Council just passed a 5-0 vote to sell some land at a discounted non-market value to a developer.
Yep. I hadn't talked about it, but thank you for bringing it up.
I just don't understand. If it was their property and they were selling it, would they take less for it? I don't think so.
Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah, it's all for the betterment, Kurt. The betterment of the city, you know.
And now, will the developer come back and now ask for more concessions, the way other developers have gotten recently?
Well, of course.
Probably.
Yeah, there'll be fee deferrals. There'll be all kinds of stuff. Whatever, whatever they need.
Yeah, exactly.
Kurt, if I wasn't upset about enough stuff. Thanks a lot.
Have a better day.
Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate it. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Brett this morning. Hi, Brett.
Hi, Monica. This is Brett. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly. What's up?
Great, great. I just wanted to make a comment on the statistics gathering done by specifically by the state of Nevada, because I used to do it for public and behavioral health for trauma registry. It was called Data. And garbage in, garbage out. The data is very inaccurate. I don't believe any of the numbers that Siskel Acker or any of the other politicians, you know, what comes out of their mouth. The data is tough to collect. It's inaccurate at best. And I have firsthand knowledge of this because I did it for many years. It's been a while ago now, a few years ago, but I don't believe any of it.
And nobody should. Brett, you said it right there.
Right.
Garbage in, garbage out. If you're being paid a certain amount of money to say that, you know, something was a COVID death, even though they just had the COVID virus, but they actually died of a heart attack. That how can people not know or understand that it's skewed?
Right.
I'm just as frustrated, Brett, as everybody else.
And you have these hospitals that are understaffed or the staff left and they don't have the right people gathering the data or putting the data in the different systems they're supposed to correctly. There's just all kinds of problems with the data collection, you know, top to bottom. So we don't have any idea how many people have had COVID and how many died from COVID. And then I understand they're getting special funding or whatever if they had COVID. So of course,
and they get like three times, they get twice as much if they put them on a ventilator. So how many people have been put on ventilators that didn't actually need it and it hindered their situation even worse? So, well, Brett,
I wouldn't doubt it.
Brett, I'm glad you called in. Thank you for, you know, being somebody that actually works in the industry and knows what's going on.
Yep.
I appreciate it so much because people just think that I sit here and I blather all this stuff, that it is my personal opinion. And yeah, it is my personal opinion, but I've put a lot of facts and I've put a lot of searching alternative places than just your typical local news outlet. You know, 3:30 in the morning, I'm still online trying to get the answers. We know what's going on. People just don't want to admit it. And the other side doesn't want to accept it. We'll be back after this as we wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today as we wrap up the show. If you missed any part of it, you can check it out on our podcast, 991fmtalk.com. While you're there, make sure you answer today's poll question, or at least give me your feelings on it. It's real easy today. Should all candidates, including nonpartisan offices, be required to fill out personal, political, and professional profiles on the day of their filing? You know, just download a form. When you file at the registrar's office, give them the information. We've got to do something because there is no such thing as nonpartisan offices. And as we have seen many a times in the national news, that includes judges. I'm going to start working on something I need to put together for judges because too many of you are emailing me and saying, we don't know anything about the judges. I don't either, so I guess I'm going to have to actually work for my pay. And we'll start putting a list together of pros and cons. But there are some pro things out there that have happened today. If you use the Southeast Connector over there, Veterans Parkway, nice. People were getting so upset. It's posted 45 miles an hour. It's better than an open freeway. And still you're stuck going 45 miles. What's the point of even having it? You might as well just get on the regular freeway. Well, the speed limit in areas has been bumped up finally to 55. Please be careful, because the first accident that's out there, they're probably going to drop it back down. Just unbelievable. Do your research for what's coming in. We have kids that have literally experienced nothing in their lives except for school. Get good grades. Be a great athlete. Learn to deal with people. And then you get to the end of the road when you're supposed to have this celebration and you're supposed to be celebrated, and it's taken away from you. it's taken away from you because people want to control everything in your life. If I were graduating right now, I would be cracking open the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Why we even did all this great experiment with the Declaration of Independence when people in Britain are still controlling what we do, when people in other countries control what we do. The European reference was to the Rothschilds, but some people can figure that out. We're going to look to you. This next generation, you better start listening to those who are over 65, over 60, and start understanding what this is all about. Say, Grandma, Grandpa, have you ever lived through this? Why is this happening? Why can I not even walk onto a stage, shake somebody's hand, and receive a diploma for all of my hard work? But now I can stay in a car and do a drive-through. Or you can't even put a sign to congratulate the kids in your front yard because of some homeowners associations. It's all about control. And unfortunately, even with HOAs, we just give it away. I'll see you tomorrow. Mwah. Love you until then.